You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com joins us. Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hello, my friend. You're in the commercials for Jay Leno's new show. Oh. I love it, Corey.
Thank you.
I nearly fell off the couch. Oh. It was quick, so I couldn't grab my phone fast enough, but I've tried to tape that hour block of TV because I think they'll use it again and again. I nearly died when I saw you.
I screamed.
It looks fantastic. You did the show last year,
yeah,
and then they must have liked you so much, they pulled like a little clip.
Yes.
And they're using it to promote the entire new season. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Yes. People are calling me. They're like, I saw you on TV again. And so I think they're using it now for the promo. So I'm happy.
I know. I'm happy to send the check.
Well, exactly. Jay
good
Leno,
luck.
If you're listening, send the check.
Yeah, send the check. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is
tea time. Shocking story at the top of the show. Ashley Judd has confirmed that her mother, Naomi Judd, was killed by a gunshot to the head, which she did herself. Mm. She took her own life. Yeah. The actress and humanitarian, she announced her mum's death was due to the disease of mental illness on April 30th. She went on to say on Good Morning America that her mom, Naomi, died by suicide. Mm. She said that she had been deputized by the family, including her sister Winona, to speak out about the specifics before it became public without their control. So this was going to come out. And their fear was that if they didn't get ahead of the story, somebody else was going to tell it. So she confirmed that her mom used a weapon, her mother used a firearm. Mm. She said revealing the manner of the singer's death was very uncomfortable for the entire family, but they really felt like they were the ones that had to tell this story. She went on to detail that it was going to become public because autopsy reports were probably going to be released.
Yes.
Her mom had struggled with mental health in the past, but now she's speaking out about it. She also went on to reveal that she found her mom. She said, quote, "I went upstairs to let her know that a friend was there and I discovered her."
Oh my gosh.
She said, "I have both grief and trauma from discovering her. A lot to unpack here." So I think we all suspected it was suicide.
Yeah.
Now we know it was, and we even know it was a gun wound.
Yeah. Oof. It's really something, because I was just talking to Joe this morning about this, and I said, you know, I wondered who found her. We just had this conversation because I know the girls were close to her. Her daughters were close. And so I had hoped that maybe it was not them, but that's so heartbreaking to find out that that she found their mom that way. Heartbreaking story.
Heartbreaking. And I think it's the right thing to do here, particularly when the family is so famous, there's so many questions. This was going to come out. So often in life, hopefully it's not a tragic, tragic event like this. But in life, I always find it better to tell your own story.
Yes, yes.
When something happened and you don't want anybody to know, that's the moment in my gut when I know I've got to say it first. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to say it, then somebody else is going to say it for you. Yep. And so tell your own story. It's a PR piece of advice I learned very early on when I started out as a celebrity publicist. Celebrities that didn't want to tell a story, they left this huge vacuum for other people to tell it on their behalf. Tell your own story, yes. Which brings us to our poll question of the day, even the difficult ones. Ashley Judd has confirmed that her mom, Naomi Judd, died by suicide via gunshot. Are you surprised that she's sharing these details? Are you surprised that she went public? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, Corey, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Miss Wendy Williams wants to sit down with Sherry Shepherd.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, Wendy, just stop. Anyway, but Wendy Williams is ready to sit down with Sherry Shepherd after the two exchanged words over social media. I have tons of support around me and I'm working on projects, Williams told the U.S. Sun. I would love the chance to actually speak with Sherry and sit down and meet. Now, Williams' attorney, LaShawn Thomas, added that her client harbors no ill will towards Shepherd, and Wendy requesting to have a sit down with Sherry to have a meeting of the minds is the perfect solution, and she has no ill will or intent, Thomas said. Now, Wendy is preparing to get her show back in motion. But sources are saying to Page Six on Thursday that nothing has changed since we reported it was logistically impossible for Williams to get her show back. I mean, first of all, it's now called the Sherry Shepherd Show.
The show's gone, yes.
But drama between Williams, who's 57, and Shepherd, who's 55, began last Friday when the former shock jock sat down with Fat Joe on Instagram Live, and she said she would not watch Shepherd's talk show because it's, quote, not her thing. Mm-hmm. Now, Shepherd responded saying, I don't care. So the thing about this is that Wendy's brand is very cantankerous and toxic, and it's what made her famous. Mm-hmm. Rob, you know, I think the world is not in that same place. The world's very ugly and dark, and I don't think people want to turn on TV and watch people be, you know, I hate to say the word, but bitchy and cantankerous.
This is going to backfire on Wendy. Yeah. Wendy, if you come after Sherry, you're going to look the fool here, not Sherry.
Absolutely.
Sherry did not steal your job. You left it when you don't turn up for work for over a year. Mm-hmm. You don't keep the job. This is a job. They needed to fill it. They went to Sherry. Was Sherry meant to say no? No,
exactly,
that doesn't make any sense. I feel for Sherry here. I know Wendy. I've known her a long time. I like Wendy. But this Wendy is your doing, and I think you're going to make it worse. And also, to do an Instagram live interviews, you don't need to be doing that. You don't need to be answering questions at the moment.
Right.
None of this is helping you. Any interview you do, you're going to be asked about Sherry and saying she's not your thing. You know what you're saying there.
Purposely.
You're being mean. You're deliberately being mean. And I think Sherry's response is great, which is, I don't care.
Right.
Like, Sherry's going to do her show. I've got the show. And it's also to impossible logistically, it's impossible to get that show back. So I don't know if Wendy's not telling the truth or people are not explaining to Wendy this situation. There's only so many hours of television every day, and you've got to wait for a show to fail to get that slot. You can't all just be on at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Only one show can be on Fox at 10. Only one show can be on ABC, NBC. There's not that many options on network TV.
Absolutely.
Now, could Wendy go onto a streaming service? Maybe, but she's not going to get the show back on Fox.
No.
So I think this meeting, you know, maybe it would be a good idea. I think Sherry could handle it. I'm more worried about Wendy than Sherry. I do know that initially, the producers of the new Sherry show wanted Wendy to hand the baton. They would like Wendy to maybe not be the first guest.
Ooh.
And they'd probably pre-record it.
Right.
It wouldn't be live.
For a house
but they would say, come out with some flowers and say, I bless you. This is your show. See, I wish you the best. Yeah. She can't do that.
She can't.
We know Wendy. She can't do
that's
that.
That's a great
it's
idea.
A shame.
You know, Rob,
I would say to Wendy, if I was Wendy's publicist, you turn up on the first day with the biggest bouquet of flowers you've ever seen and you say, good luck.
Yeah, and you know,
I'm rooting for you.
And I'll tell you what else. I mean, it's a different demographic, though, but the African-American female demographic who mm-hmm. always are now, you know, there's a whole bigger identity of unity among black women. That mm-hmm. in itself could boost her demographic watch
oh,
with
absolutely.
Black women. And I just
absolutely.
Think it's a missed opportunity.
You always win when you're kind. You will always win when you are kind. Mm-hmm. Wendy, even if you don't mean it, grit your teeth, turn up, big bunch of flowers. Or if you can't get to the studio that day, send a big gift
sure.
basket. Send a note or go on Instagram that day, the day before, and say, Sherry, I wish you the best on the new show. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Mm. No more. Moving along. So let's talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and what's going on with this defamation trial. So the fate of Johnny Depp and Amber is going to be in the hands of a Virginia jury. Seven jurors overseeing the trial will decide whether or not Amber defamed Johnny when she wrote a 2018 Washington Post op-ed. It was titled, quote, "A public figure representing domestic abuse." Jurors are going to determine whether or not she should be on the hook for millions in damages. She's not at risk here for anything criminal. This is a civil trial. So this is about money.
Yeah.
He filed a $50 million defamation suit against her. She responded with the $100 million suit against him.
Wow.
Now, Amber never used his name in the essay, but he still says it was pretty obvious. But defamation is more complicated than that. So closing arguments are set for May 27th, and there could be some different outcomes here. So what could happen is the jury could be unpersuaded by either one, mm-hmm. by Amber or Johnny, and just decide no awards, no damages to either one of them. Now, if the jury doesn't find Heard should be on the hook for the case, she could recoup her legal fees, which are probably going to be millions. Now, if they do decide that he succeeds, well, insiders are telling me she does not have $50 million.
No.
He's not going to get that, and that could have a chilling effect and discourage other people to come forward with claims of domestic violence. On the other hand, too, we also don't want to live in a world where you could just make stuff up and say it if it's not true.
Yes.
It's very complicated, isn't it, here? Because, you know, you want to do the right thing in life. We don't want to award people for not telling the truth, but then again, we don't want to put out a message to people to not say anything if you have been abused.
Yeah.
Tricky, much more complicated than we've first thing.
Yeah, that's always been a big issue when it comes to women who have claimed sexual assault, for example, because you want to believe them. And at the same time, you know, the fact remains that there are people who do make up false accusations. So we have to balance both worlds. What really upsets me about this case, though, is I feel really bad hearing them air all their dirty laundry, all their personal... Like, I don't want to know about Johnny Depp's penis.
I think ultimately here, both of them are going to lose this. Both of them are going to walk away with less than they walked in. Hey, moving along, let's do something happy. Selena Gomez is apologizing, and I think it's a really beautiful thing to do. Explain what's going on.
Yeah, so Selena Gomez apologizes after being accused of shading Hailey Bieber. So a skincare routine video by Selena Gomez, it backfired after fans accused her of throwing shade at Hailey Bieber. So what happened was Hailey posted some Get Ready With Me videos on TikTok, and unfortunately, Selena posted a clip of her own routine just a few hours later. Now, some followers noticed the proximity of time and jumped to conclusions about the intention behind Selena's video. But Selena was like, yo, come on, I'm not throwing shade. She said, guys, no idea what I did, but I'm really sorry. Zero bad intention. Deleting soon, she wrote. Now, she didn't actually delete it. She didn't. She probably had a million likes.
Selena.
Yeah, she's not good at it. She did turn off the comments.
All that story was going so well until the last sentence, but I still think it's a great story.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do stuff and we don't mean it to shade other people. It's a coincidence. I don't think Selena's team is following Hailey Bieber and what she's up to. I think some marketing company decided we're going to release it at this time on this date. I don't think even Selena was involved in it. And they hit you know, post, and then suddenly everybody thought she was shading her. I don't think that's the case. I don't. You got to be so careful. Haven't you got to be so careful?
You can't do anything.
I know. But there are certain days, though, not necessarily days when Hailey Bieber posts about her skincare, but there are big national holidays that I try to be more respectful of. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes massive Martin Luther King Day and even religious holidays. I try, I don't need to be posting a manicure on that day. Come on, everybody. I mean, that's what the Kardashians do. I don't think Selena was doing that. Hey, quickly before we get a break, talking of Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian, we're going to get to see her reaction to Tristan Thompson's paternity results. Ooh. As guess what? She was caught on camera by her own cameras. Okay. So producers of the Kardashian show have announced that while they were filming that day, Tristan announced that he was, in fact, the father. Oh. He was having a baby. Now, producers are insisting that they did not make this up. They were over at the house filming that day, and they were thinking about doing something else, and suddenly this news broke, and everything changed in the room. There was a different atmosphere. And she said, sometimes it's really tough for the audience to grasp. Like, they go back, and they're like, did you reshoot that? Did you put it in? Yeah. They spend so much time with these girls. Mm-hmm. They're always with their camera crews. That when something breaks in real time, they can capture that emotion. Now, the Kardashians do get edit approval of the show. Mm-hmm. So if it's something they didn't want us to see, trust me, we won't see it. But we're going to see at least part of her reaction on the new show. But I think that's why they're great reality stars. There's nothing off limits. This is why I would be a terrible reality star. Yeah. I couldn't do it. Yeah. I'm too aware of myself.
I know, and you get embarrassed quickly too.
I do. I would not do it. I'd run to the bathroom and close the door. I'd take my microphone off and I'd run to the bathroom. And I'd say, no, I'm not filming. You've got to leave the house. Mm. Which is why I'd be terrible on reality TV. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey Corey, let's get to the polls. Da da da. So Pete Davidson's fans are slamming Kim Kardashian for being controlling. Yes. There was a video that she posted at the Met. They were in her hotel room getting dressed and she told him to take his hat off. And now people are saying, you're really bossy. Hmm. I love that Kim didn't even care less about what she was saying in the video. She just looked so cute, she posted it. So with the Kardashians, if you look good, they post it.
Yeah.
This was not the best video for you, Kim. But our question was, are they right? Is Kim being controlling? 90% said yes.
Oh my goodness.
Well, for the Met Ball, I think you probably should take your hat off unless it's a top hat. It was like a baseball cap.
Right.
I don't know. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our noises of the day.
Yes, well, darlings, Queen Elizabeth is giving us a rare peek into her own jewelry box. And it's quite the dazzling display, as you could imagine. So as part of her historic Platinum Jubilee celebrations, the Queen is loaning several pieces of her personal jewelry to exhibit at the various royal palaces this summer.
Wow.
At Windsor Castle, the Queen's majestic coronation dress and her purple silk velvet robe, pronounced of estate,
that's right,
will be shown alongside 5 brooches that represent the emblems of the Commonwealth.
Beautiful.
Now, alongside the historic crown will be the Queen's Delhi Durbar necklace, which she inherited in 1953, which was the year of her coronation. And the spectacular necklace features 9 emeralds, as well as an 8.8-carat diamond pendant cut from the Cullinan diamond.
I love looking at jewelry. When Elizabeth Taylor died, they put her jewelry on display at Sotheby's here in New York, and I went.
I loved it.
And also, too, for Wallace Simpson, who was married to Queen Elizabeth's uncle. When she passed away, they sold her jewellery too. It was up for auction.
Oh my goodness.
And I can't wait to see all this stuff. Hey, don't keep it in your personal jewellery box. Put it in all the palaces.
Let's see it.
Our nicest of the day. And now our naughties of the day. Naughty. Spencer Pratt is saying that he's supposed to be Kim Kardashian and that she copied everything and Heidi did. He said, I'm supposed to be Kim Kardashian. I've watched all the episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Then they copied everything Heidi and I did on the Hills. The only difference between us and the Kardashians, I've learned, is they're only famous as a media conglomerate bankrolled them. So he's arguing that E! Supported them more than I think MTV supported Heidi and Spencer. You know, I get this in life. we all stand on somebody else's shoulders. Mm. Now, Spencer Pratt was there before Kim, but reality TV has evolved. And yeah. I think the Osbournes and other people, MTV Real World, started all of this. Yeah. And so, Spencer, this is not a good look for you. You look jealous. If anybody really created Kim Kardashian, it's probably Paris Hilton.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Paris should be talking out, not you. He went on to acknowledge at the height of his fame, he didn't expect it ever to end. They went broke.
See, well, that's
more
the
than
problem.
Once.
That's why he's mad.
After
right
the
now.
Show ended. Yeah. Not just desperate, just I could feel it. And I felt compassion. He wants to be back on TV. Mm. He loved being a celebrity. He's like Lord Disick. He wants this. He loved it. And once you've tasted that type of fame for a minute,
sure.
Him and Heidi were superstars, but it doesn't last. It's reality TV. This grievance, it drives me crazy. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. Change is hard, and the minute you shift focus, naughty habits start come rushing back. Mm. This is why you've got to remain focused and alert.
Yes.
If you don't want to drift back into your old ways, you cannot allow your mind to drift. Remember, every single day you are making a choice. And if you're not choosing it, you're not changing it. Mm. Hey, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Bip, bip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.